This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores Christian undergrads and brain boosters. And now here's Paige.
Have you noticed that every time you go online, there's someone wanting to take a survey? And a lot of them seem to be aimed at finding out how to entice you to buy something. I want to talk about a different kind of survey, one that the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity is sponsoring. That's how important we think this one is. Dr. Susan Rouse, professor of biology at Southern Wesleyan University, is conducting a survey on the use of prescription drugs by college students. She's interested in a particular kind of drug, cognitive enhancers, which I call brain boosters. You might recognize Ritalin and a variety of other drugs that are prescribed for ADHD. There are many people with a genuine medical need for this type of medication, but it's also used by healthy undergrads. As Dr. Rouse puts it, the students probably think that since these drugs are safe for ADHD patients to take, then they are safe for anyone to take. However, there are both physical and ethical risks connected with these drugs. So why would anyone want to take them? Well, it's not about the thrill of an LSD trip that tempted my generation, but something apparently more admirable. These undergrads use Ritalin and other drugs to increase their focus, wakefulness, and sociability. For someone without a medical need, Ritalin can act as a brain booster, helping them concentrate. Provigil, another drug, can help them stay awake all night to study. And Exelon might help them remember enough information to pass an exam the next day. Let's talk about physical risks. Some of these drugs can be addictive because of their euphoric effect, and in the short term, they can disturb sleep, cause appetite loss, and even make mental illness worse. Later on, they might actually interfere with long-term memory, cause early brain decline, and intensify painful or unwanted memories. Brain boosters can also change our self-awareness to the point where we are unable to recognize the drug's effects on us. Well, we don't really know because this is a relatively new phenomenon. There are also the ethical risks. Serious concerns have been raised about fairness. For example, do brain boosters give some students an unfair advantage over others? What about those who don't have access to the drugs, or those who refuse to take them? Studies have already been done on secular campuses, but no one has specifically looked at usage on Christian college campuses, and that's what Dr. Rouse is after. Do Christian undergrads have the same attitudes about these brain boosters as those on secular campuses? Are they willing to buy or beg them from a friend with a legitimate prescription? And do they see the ethical problems? Are they aware of the physical risks? Sometimes the most important part of bioethical analysis is starting with good data, and that's why this study is so important. So if your college student happens to mention it, pay attention. We all might learn something. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, this is Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.